so many German atrocities, so much torment, so many tears. How is it that these camps are now Polish all of a sudden? Wonders Stefan Lipniak, a 92-year-old who went through the hell of 4 different German concentration camps, Klein-Mangersdorf, Radwitz, Markstadt and Auschwitz III. This is just disgraceful and unacceptable. It just cannot go down in history like that. They say Polish camps, despite all these murders, all the suffering, all the tears, everything. What sense would it have made for the Poles to build concentration camps for their own nation? It's just terrible to say that these camps were Polish. His memory of the concentration camps resonates with the German words which he learned as an inmate.
Kapo musiał meldować. Ach, tu mice. I kapo meldował ile ludzi. 25, czy ile? 2, 3, tot. Znaczy, urzyk. No i zostawiali tych urzyków już za bramą. Leżały.
Despite the back-breaking work and terrible living conditions, Stefan Lipniak managed to survive. Having no intention of waiting passively for his liberation, he fled German imprisonment in dramatic circumstances. He escaped from the Death March convoy. With the Red Army advancing to the west, Auschwitz-Birkenau and Monowitz were hastily evacuated. It was absolutely freezing, and we were driven on foot to the west. A lot of people during the march died from exhaustion, starvation, and freezing weather. The Germans would have killed a prisoner like me without batting an eye, says Stefan Lipniak.